UK planning massive pandemic exercise. By Mark Anderson. Amid a low ebb in publicity, the UK government is about to engage in a fall 2025 pandemic exercise of unprecedented size and scope. Recall when government agencies announced a COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020, it was as if the whole affair was a real-life enactment of a pandemic exercise called Event 201 conducted on October 18, 2019. The components of that New York City-based drill were eerily similar to those of the subsequent pandemic, giving way to frequent speculation about an investigation of Event 201. Johns Hopkins University's Bloomberg School of Public Health put on that tabletop exercise, in cooperation with, of all places, the widely distrusted and disreputable World Economic Forum WEF in Davos, Switzerland. The notorious Gates Foundation, pro-vaccine to the core, was instrumental as well. The still-operating website of Johns Hopkins about Event 201 explains, a severe pandemic would require reliable cooperation among several industries, national governments, and key international institutions. Some 5 years later, while certain new amendments to the international health regulations are on the brink of taking effect, amid formal opposition issued by the United States, Israel, Italy, Iran, the Netherlands, and a couple other nations, a still unfinalized world pandemic treaty has been pieced together under the auspices of one of those key international institutions. Namely the World Health Organization WHO, a UN agency that operates in approximate accordance with the WEF's monopoly. Capitalism World Socialism Hybrid Ideology. Take note that the UN Charter, which sees human rights as revocable privileges, not God-given endowments independent of any government, is the umbrella under which the WHO governs. The WHO's One Health worldview, wherein the intrinsic value of animals and people is measured with the same yardstick, is that people, like livestock, are herds to manage and are well suited to be used as test subjects for experimental vaccines rushed to market under announced emergencies that governments enact to justify throwing caution to the wind. That works to the everlasting profit of Big Pharma, irrespective of the human wreckage such legally protected corporations may cause. Meanwhile, many people are left guessing whether pandemic-era deaths are mainly the result of the deadly pathogens that governments portray in highly ominous terms when declaring pandemics, or if mRNA injections constitute a cure that is more deadly than the announced disease. At any rate, nearly every society on Earth locked down in varying degrees in 2020-21, with the British Crown's Commonwealth nations, such as Australia, acting in a dramatically totalitarian manner. UK, another 201. While the cumbersome bureaucratic machinery may be turning quietly, given the relative dearth of publicity by the legacy media syndicate, the UK government via its National Health Service NHS is preparing for what appears to be the largest pandemic preparedness drill in its history. Other than limited localised British media coverage and the low visibility online statements of obscure private institutions, the only other significant source of information on this drill is the NHS itself. Describing the planned fall 2025 project, dubbed Exercise Pegasus, the NHS noted. Work is underway on developing a pandemic response plan which will set out national roles and responsibilities, and how the health and social care system will respond to a pandemic occurring now for different routes of transmission. The first of these focuses on response to a respiratory/airborne pandemic. An airborne pathogen could, and probably will, be characterized as especially virulent, since direct physical contact evidently would not be required for such a pathogen to spread. Thus, if Exercise Pegasus becomes a warm-up for what the UK government later defines as a real pandemic, the crackdown on liberties could be more severe than ever before. The NHS added. Exercise Pegasus is a Tier 1 exercise defined as a national-level exercise involving ministerial participation in Cabinet Office Briefing Rooms, COBR, activation and will take place between September and November 2025. Its key purpose is to simulate a realistic pandemic scenario, and is the first of its kind in nearly a decade. On August 7, WHO officially designated Health Canada, the Ministry of Health, Labour and Welfare/Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices Agency MHLW/PMDA of Japan, and the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency MHRA as WHO-listed authorities WLAs. This is a status granted to national authorities that meet the highest international regulatory standards for medical products, a WHO news release explained, adding. With these latest designations, WHO expands the growing list of WLAs, now involving 39 agencies across the world, supporting faster and broader access to quality-assured medical products, particularly in low- and middle-income countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said. This recognition reflects the deep commitment of these authorities to regulatory excellence. Their designation as WHO-listed authorities is not only a testament to their robust regulatory systems but also a critical contribution to global public health. Strong and trusted regulators help ensure that people everywhere have access to safe, effective, and high-quality medical products. In other words, make sure poorer nations aren't deprived of vaccines and ensure that drug companies get every market they can. According to the WHO, while some 70% of countries worldwide still face significant challenges because of what the WHO defines as weak or inadequate regulatory systems for evaluating and authorizing medical products, the WLA framework promotes regulatory convergence, harmonization, and international collaboration. That is code for diminishing national sovereignty in a piecemeal fashion, since convergence and harmonization of regulatory systems, likely without congressional or parliamentary input, is a major affront to national self-determination and, by extension, the self-determination of individuals to be totally free to take, or decline to take, any kind of medical treatment, including vaccines, with absolute transparency regarding all risks and liabilities. Mark Anderson is a roving writer for AFP. He invites your thoughtful comments and story ideas at truthhound2@yahoo.com. Mark's radio show, Stop the Presses, runs at www.republicbroadcasting.org, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.